This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and it's Friday. I'm Tyler, and the article I'm about to share comes from the Bigger Pockets blog. You can find a wealth of information on the site, or by searching Bigger Pockets in any podcast app. Maybe that's how you found this show. So let's get to it. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Here's the lazy 1031 exchange and how to do it by G. Brian Davis. Real estate offers plenty of strategies to avoid taxes. However, many require you to jump through a bunch of hoops, hire third parties to help you, and otherwise make your life a little bit harder. This is why I use the lazy 1031 exchange strategy. No hoops, no hassles, no hiring custodians. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, we'll give you a free... I'm just kidding. But before explaining what a lazy 1031 is, let's just make sure we're all on the same page about how standard 1031 exchanges actually work. A quick refresher on 1031 exchanges. So, Section 1031 of the IRS tax code allows investors to do a like-kind exchange, which is just swapping one similar asset for another. When you sell a rental property and use the proceeds to buy another, you defer capital gains taxes on the sold property. Using 1031 exchanges, you can buy increasingly larger, better cash-flowing properties without ever paying capital gains taxes on any of the profits. Actually, you have to trade up. The new property must have a greater value than the sold property. Of course, you have to pay the piper eventually. When you sell the last one in the chain, property that is, you owe full capital gains taxes on all accrued profits. Yikes. Or you could just hold it until you die and let the cost basis reset. But I digress. That all sounds great in theory, but 1031 exchanges do come with some drawbacks and some headaches as well. To begin with, You got to comply with some strict timelines. Within 45 days of selling the old property, you have to declare the new one you intend to buy as a replacement, and you have to actually settle on it within 180 days of selling the last property. You also need to hire a qualified intermediary to hold your proceeds from the prior property sale. It costs hundreds of dollars, maybe more, even if you use your bank as the qualified intermediary. Don't get me wrong, 1031 exchanges work. They help you avoid capital gains taxes when you sell income properties, but they also come with red tape, and in most cases, they're only practical to use with active real estate investments. Okay, so what's this lazy 1031 exchange you're talking about? When you invest passively in real estate syndications, you get a huge tax write-off in the first few years of ownership. More on the mechanics of that shortly, but for now, just take my word for it. You can use that on-paper loss to offset other passive income or capital gains on investments, like, say, the profits when a past real estate investment sells. See where this is going? So imagine you invested 50 grand in a real estate syndication deal 3 years ago. This year, the sponsor sells the property and you walk away with a $30,000 profit on top of the cash flow you earned over the past 3 years. Whoa! You could pay capital gains taxes on that 30 grand, or you could simply invest in a new real estate syndication at some point this year. So by investing in a new group real estate deal, the upfront losses you show on paper that then offset that $30,000 gain. So the net result, you pay no capital gains taxes, even though you pocketed a huge profit plus some cash flow on both properties this year. So let's talk about how accelerated depreciation works. You can take advantage of fast depreciation write-offs from two sources, cost segregation studies and bonus depreciation. So let's dive into cost segregation studies. When a syndication sponsor buys a large commercial property, such as an apartment complex, they typically hire a firm to conduct a cost segregation study. They use that to reclassify as much of the building as possible into other tax categories with shorter depreciation timelines. The IRS does let investors depreciate commercial buildings over 39 years, residential buildings over 27 and a half years. So in other words, owners can write off 1/39th of the building value each year for depreciation. But if the owner reclassifies parts of the building as personal property, they can depreciate them over just 5 or 7 years. So instead of deducting for 1/39th of the value, they can deduct 1/5th of the value each year. Boom! The upshot is that for the first 5 years or so, you can show a ton of on-paper losses on your tax return from depreciation. Bonus depreciation. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 allows investors to take even more depreciation than usual. For a little while, anyway. Known as bonus depreciation, it started sunsetting in 2023 and will phase out completely by 2027. That is, unless it's renewed by Congress between now and then, which is entirely possible. Passive real estate investments. All right, so by continuing to reinvest proceeds from one passive real estate investment to another, you can keep punting taxes indefinitely. You can think of it as laddering your on-paper losses, even as you keep collecting cash flow distributions and profits properties sell. In some cases, you get your initial investment capital back when the sponsor refinances, so you keep your ownership interest in the property and then just keep collecting cash flow from it, but you get your money back with no capital gains taxes attached to it. In this way, you can keep reinvesting the same capital repeatedly to earn, like, infinite returns. All the while, you don't have to hassle with direct mail campaigns, property renovations, managing contractors, tenants telling you checks in the mail, or building inspectors. You get the idea. All that stuff. You don't have to deal with it at all. It's how I invest right now. And these are the kinds of investments we review together every month in Spark Rentals Co-Investing Club. I don't miss being a landlord one bit. Mm-mm. Keep it simple. When you use the lazy 1031 exchange strategy, you don't have to worry about hiring a qualified intermediary, finding a replacement property within 45 days, or closing on it within 180 days. All you got to do is invest in a new group real estate investment within the same calendar year. As a dad, a busy entrepreneur, and an expat living overseas, my time is my most precious commodity. I invest in both stocks and real estate passively, dollar-cost averaging both investments. You can keep your real estate investing side business. I like my investments and tax strategies to be simple and hassle-free. And with that, let's wrap the week with a little Friday fun pop quiz, shall we? We shall. Do you know the fastest way to find the best funding for your strategy? Here's a hint. Bigger Pockets has made it easier than ever. With Lender Finder, you can quickly find and compare investor-friendly lenders who specialize in your strategy in 2 minutes or less. Visit biggerpockets.com/findmylender to find an investor-friendly lender for free. That's biggerpockets.com/findmylender. Thanks for listening to this show and enjoy your weekend. Me? I'll be right back here tomorrow. Can't remember the last time I took a day off.